are listening to the Cleveland Guardians Fancast, hosted by Quincy Wheeler and friends, a podcast about the Cleveland professional baseball team and its fans.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Guardians Fancast. I'm your host, Quincy Wheeler. You can find me at Guardian Fancast or at Quincy Wheeler 1 on Twitter. You can read writings that I'm doing at coveringthecorner.com. You can also find me on Disgusting Baseball Podcast. I want to start off today's episode by explaining my plans for the future of this podcast. So, I obviously haven't been updating it much. We did an interview recently with Natalie that was nice. What I'm trying to do with the Guardians Fancast is let this be an avenue with which I can interact with fans. Occasionally, I might do a creative piece or an analytical piece, but for the most part, I want to try to stick with fan interviews, the Fancast, some form of that hopefully coming back. That's what I'm going to try to focus on with this podcast. I'm going to try to move my analytical work to Disgusting Baseball Podcasts associated with Covering the Corner's work. And so we'll try to do a weekly episode there, and then also our Prospect Podcast will get started here fairly shortly there as well. So make sure you go on your favorite podcast platform and download and subscribe and rate and review Disgusting Baseball Podcasts. But we will continue to interact with you here on the Guardian Fancast. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about the opening day roster for the Cleveland Guardians. I want to tell you what I would do if I were magically general manager of the Cleveland Guardians. Now, of course, I say this knowing I am nowhere near as smart or knowledgeable or experience, whatever you want to say, not even on the same planet as Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff. So this is just my understanding from how I see things, but I think we'll have an interesting conversation or thoughts about the guys that could be on the opening day roster. I expect that the opening day roster will look something similar to the lineup that we saw yesterday for the Guardians. And as I'm recording, this is Monday the 18th. So on Sunday, the lineup for the Guardians was Stephen Kwan, Andrés Giménez, Jose Ramirez, Josh Naylor, Ramon Laureano, Will Brennan, Bo Naylor, Gabriel Arias, and Esteban Florial. I think Brian Rocchio has a shot to take that spot from Arias. Not sure that'll happen, but I think it could happen. And other than that, I think that's probably your starting lineup. And then your bench is Hedges, Straw. Looks like they're going to carry Davison De Los Santos. So he'll be there. And then, Tyler Freeman, obviously, who's sick with the Guardians camp flu. Right now, everybody at camp is very sick. So not everybody at camp, but just a lot of people at camp have been very sick with the flu. So it makes roster evaluation complicated and difficult to see what exactly the team is doing. That aside, here's what I would do for a lineup if I were handed the reins. Again, saying that with all humility. Kwan in left field. I would put Kyle Manzardo batting second at DH. I would put Jose batting third. The reason is I like to break up those lefties a little bit as much as we can with this very lefty-heavy lineup. So I would keep him at third. Josh Naylor hitting cleanup at first base. You think he's a better first baseman than Kyle Manzardo, at least currently. Andrés Giménez, again, I don't know why they're not moving him to shortstop yet. I guess it's because, your young prospects, especially Arias, have the most value if they can play shortstop. But I would prefer to see him at shortstop. I think he's the best shortstop option currently able to play in the majors for the Guardians. But anyway, he's probably going to be at second base, but I'd switch him to shortstop. Chase DeLauder. Now, here's the thing. I'm not at all opposed to Chase DeLauder going to get some experience in the minor leagues. I'm actually not opposed to Kyle Manzardo getting a little more experience, getting tuned up, ready to go in the minor leagues. He's been striking out 30% of the time in spring training. He's ready for the majors, no doubt about that. But I think he could probably go to the minors and just kind of heat up a little bit, and then you can bring him up. That makes sense. And then you get that extra year of control, but it's not like it doesn't make sense to do it. He's also had some defensive issues. So I get it. That's fine. Just kind of get things going. And Chase DeLauder, he's only had 350 plate appearances in the minor leagues and in Arizona Fall League. So obviously he could get some more experience and fine tune some stuff, but he's clearly capable of hitting major league pitching. So what I would do if I were the Guardians is say, let's try to lock up Manzardo and DeLauder to extensions. Let's get these guys set up. Let's bring them up to the majors right now. And as far as getting a roster spot for both of them, you just got to move on some of these middle infielders. Find somebody who's interested. I don't care at what cost, for Jose Tena, for whoever loses out of the Rocchio Arias competition. Find a spot for them where you can trade one of them. And then also you got some guys going on the IL, which we'll talk about with the pitching. So you can find a spot. Bo would be our catcher, of course. Oh, I'm sorry. After DeLauder, I chose Brian Rocchio. Could be Gabriel Arias, could be Brian Rocchio. Either one of them in the spot is fine. I prefer Rocchio because I just don't believe in Arias as far as ground rate, chase, and whiff goes. But I know those numbers against right-handed pitching look a lot better, so I'm fine if the team wants to bet on him because he's got a gold glove caliber defensive level at shortstop. The only shortstop who could potentially be better than Jimenez on the team. So I'm fine with that. But here in my lineup, I decided to go with Rocchio. Again, I think that Juan Brito is probably the best of the middle infield bunch, and we'll probably see him midseason. Angel Martinez also had a good camp before he got sick. So those are guys who are interesting down the road. Martinez is kind of a little lighter version of Juan Brito, in my opinion. So anyway, start off with Rocchio and see how that goes. And then eighth in the lineup, as I said, Bo Naylor. That's an amazing eighth hitter. Fine moving him up as things go on, but just want to take the pressure off since he's catching as well. And then Esteban Florial in center field. Florial has had a very difficult spring training, but it's spring training. It's tough for young players to get going sometimes. I'm interested in giving him a run in center field. Now the bench ends up Austin Hedges, Tyler Freeman, who's got infield and outfield capability right now, David Fry for me, and Ramon Laureano. I like having four right-handed hitters. Can't really count Hedges as a right-handed hitter, but right-handed hitters on the bench to help out with a very lefty-heavy lineup, so you can get a lot of guys in there. Obviously, Fry can play for Manzardo. Laureano can come in for Florial or DeLauder, and Freeman can also come in for any number of guys to spell in the lineup. So I think that would be the great way to put it. The thing for me, Davison De Los Santos is so unlikely to help this team as a 20-year-old. If the Guardians really want him, they just need to find a way to trade to Arizona for him. There is something that Arizona would accept for him. You just got to find a way to figure that out. They should have done it before the Rule 5 if they really liked him. That's the way it should be, but that's not the way it has been. I don't know if they're planning on carrying him. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me because he's very unlikely to be able to help the team right now. And I don't get it. I feel badly for this roster for leaving Will Brennan off because I do think that Will Brennan deserves a little more time to see what he might be capable of, especially given his swing changes this spring, but just can't quite fit him on the roster. If things go poorly with Florial, then pretty easily get Will Brennan back up. Like to see Freeman platoon pretty much straight up with Florial in center field. And then also you'll notice on my roster that I left off Miles Straw. I would just send Miles Straw to Columbus. I don't believe in Miles Straw. If you can't trade him, you can still send him to Columbus for another year. He's there in case of injuries. Just say, I'm sorry, Miles, you don't hit enough for us to make this work. Can't say it's realistic as far as what they will do, but that's what I would do. Rotation, Shane Bieber, Tanner Bibee, Shane Bieber, Tanner Bibee, Tristan McKenzie, Logan Allen, And then Gavin Williams is starting the year on the injured list. So right here, I would put Tyler Beede or Tyler Beede. I'm not sure which one it is. He's spending time in camp with the Guardians. His stuff's look real good. Would like to see him get a chance to start and see what he's capable of. Would like to, in the pen, add Carlos Carrasco as a long man. And then my relievers are Hunter Gaddis, Ben Lively, who's been sick in camp as well, Tim Herron, replacing Hinches, who looks to be starting on the IL, probably with a sore finger, Eli Morgan, Nick Sandlin, Scott Barlow, and Emmanuel Clase. Now, there are some other names that are interesting in the bullpen. Cade Smith, Franco Alemán. I expect to see them a good bit in with the team all year. James Karinchak will rear his ugly head again sometime. And hopefully Sam Hinches won't be gone for long. Trevor Stephan out for the year, getting Tommy John surgery. Wishing all the best for him. I just think these are an interesting collection of arms. I think the team can get something out of them. Again, Stephan going on the 60-day. I'd put Espino on the 60-day, if not cut him. Daniel Espino got hurt again, getting surgery again. Probably put him on the 60-day IL. So then you get yourself a couple open spots for pitchers. And like I said, for the hitters, you just got to finally move some of these middle infielders that you've been hanging on to forever in order to get them on the roster. Or you cut Miles Straw as well and just take that as a sunk cost. Miles Straw's had a great spring training. If he makes the team, I'm certainly rooting for him to do the absolute best that he can to prove me wrong, to be a great, valuable player for the team. He seems like an incredible person, and his teammates love him. I get all that. I understand all that. Just can't quite see how he fits on the team. So I think that this team has the potential to do pretty well in the AL Central and get themselves in position to make a playoff run. Where things differ from what will actually happen on the roster, well, as I said, Arias or Rocchio might make it. I do think that Brennan and Laureano and Straw probably all make the roster. So then you're having Laureano or Brennan oftentimes in the DH spot. I think Fry will probably start in Columbus. And I think that De Los Santos ends up being carried. It kind of sounds that way, at least for a little while, until the team's ready to call up Manzardo possibly. And, you know, if De Los Santos is there, you got to see mainly if he can hit left-handed pitching as a right-handed hitter. So he'll probably get a lot of DH starts when he's in against left-handed pitching as a right-handed hitter. So that's kind of where things are. I don't know. It seems like the team probably will give Carrasco a chance to start. So maybe Tyler Beede, if he makes Beede or Beede, I'm not sure, if he makes the team, is going to be the guy in the long roll. Either way is fine with me. There's a lot of potential there with all those guys. And we'll see how the team goes. It'll be interesting to see how Stephen Vogt approaches lineup construction. I think it's going to be a little more in tune with analytics than what we've seen in the past. And it kind of seems that way so far with how he's structured his spring training lineups. Very excited for the season to start, but there's a lot of open questions. It'll be interesting to see if the team does any extensions. Zach Meisel today said that they are talking to folks about extensions. One that would be interesting to me is possibly Tyler Freeman, if the team really believes in him as a super utility Ben Zobrist type. Maybe you can get him on a cheap extension and have that valuable piece of your roster around for a while. So that's something to think about. But I do wonder, even though they don't seem to have done this in the past, if they might consider a Manzardo or Chase DeLauder extension to get them on the roster. That would explain some of the rumors we've had about DeLauder making the roster. He's had a great spring. He looks like he's ready to hold his own against major league pitching. So that would be quite a surprise. The one that would make me most happy is if they would extend Josh Naylor, because I just firmly believe in everything that he offers to a team, not only as a hitter, a proven hitter for the middle of the lineup, but also as a clubhouse leader, and if they would extend Bo Naylor. Those are my two top extension candidates. If they could extend both of those guys, that would be just such a successful spring. Wouldn't complain about any of the rest of the inactivity this offseason. Even if they extend Josh Naylor, you won't hear any complaints from me for being willing to keep a guy like that around. So that's something that they're considering. We'll see the next couple days, the next week at most, will really reveal to us a lot about what the team wants and what the team's plans are. So thank you for listening. Again, make sure you check out Disgusting Baseball Pod and keep subscribing and paying attention here for some fun stuff we'll have with Guardians fans for the future. If you're listening today and would like to talk to me, I'd love to talk to you and interview you as a Guardians fan about your experience, your expectations and hopes for the team. Really enjoy that. So just contact me, Quincy at GuardiansFanCast.com, or get in touch with me on Twitter, where you can find me at QuincyWheeler1. Thanks again.
This has been the Cleveland Guardians Fancast. You can find us on any major podcast platform. Please remember to like, subscribe, download, rate, and review. Thank you for listening.